Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Welcome to Nerds Podcast number 463. At Midnight is in full swing. Every night after Colbert, Tom Lennon returns on tonight's episode, Wednesday, January 8th. Tom is still not one, even as an executive producer of the show, he is still not one. And I love Tom, but I think it would be interesting to see if he how many times it's going to take him to actually win the show.
I like the idea that it eats away at him and he never does.
It might. By the way, Tom Lennon is one of the funniest people you could ever hang out with.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pulling for him, but I can't, you know, I can't fudge the game. Although
not,
I do
it's
give
not
out...
not like you have a system where you could just give out points.
Yes, every night after Colbert at Midnight. It's good to see you guys back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Kyle, Happy New Year. Katie Levine.
You too.
Did you guys have some good New Year's?
It was delightful.
It was fun.
This is why you guys don't do a podcast.
Yep. No, this is good.
Nothing exciting. Just went to a party. Normal shit.
Yep.
I stayed in and me and my girlfriend watched 24-Hour Party People.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Steve Coogan.
Love the Coogs.
Was a lot of her going, wait, is this that band you like?
Why can't you understand me?
What's happening now? Who are the Buzzcocks?
Oh, does that hurt you a little bit?
I die a little, but it's okay. She's real cute.
But you love her. Well, this episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Kyle, how much time do you think you've wasted going to the post office?
It's got
to
be thousands of hours.
You stupid man.
Why?
You
is there a solution?
I don't know.
I mean, like, it would be great if you had some kind of solution, but I don't know if
I'm going to see if you can dig out of this one.
Can you offer me some kind of system where I don't have to just constantly go?
What would that be, Kyle?
I mean, if only there was some kind of like stamps.com or something like that, but that's going to be a hard URL to get.
Well played. It would be hard for you to get because stamps.com actually does have it.
They're always one step ahead of me.
They will print out any postage you need right from your computer and your printer. Any letter or package, you just print it out, put it right on that thing, and then your mail carrier will pick it up. Kyle, yes.
What about like when you have to like weigh postage and stuff?
Well, hang on a second, because Kyle, if you use the promo code Nerdist, you're going to get a $110 bonus offer, which is no risk, including a digital scale and up to $55 free postage.
What?
Weigh all that stuff with
a
digital scale.
Wait. So you said this is a no-risk trial.
It's a no-risk trial.
So there's literally no reason for me to not do this.
That's right, Kyle. There's no reason for you not to do this.
It's almost like
Maybe if you did this, you could mail your girlfriend a Buzzcocks album.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And then she'd know, and it would help your relationship. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Nerdist. That's stamps.com. Promo code Nerdist. Here's a hostful podcast. See, we're all back in town now. We're going to hopefully be able to do as many hostfuls as you people will tolerate. Because I like hanging out with Matt and Jonah. Is it Jonah?
Joni?
Jonas?
It's Jonas.
Jonas.
I think it's Jonas.
It's like the Chachi's girlfriend. Right?
Yes,
that's
Jonas.
Got.
Jonas loves Chachi. Jody.
Yeah.
Jonah.
Jody.
Jonah. Jonah.
It's irrelevant.
Jo-
I mean, you guys carry him anyways. You could.
Oh, Oh, snap. Kyle taking shots at Jonas.
It's because he'd started being nice to me. I gotta get it back to being nice and hostile.
you just want to be the punching bag again.
It's the only way our love works.
Okay, good. Well, here's some hostful goodness, Nerdist Podcast number 463. By the way, thanks for the response on the last hostful. It was I was very pleased that you guys were so cool and supportive. And some rough stuff happened last year, but I'm super excited. I feel rejuvenated by the new year, as people often do, and just really looking forward to, you know, trying to make some good stuff happen in 2014. So please come along with us this year. We're about to have our 4-year anniversary soon.
Dang.
On this fucking podcast. 4 years. Well, not you guys, but us. You're, what are you, 2 years now, Katie?
2.5.
Holy shit. Kyle?
I'm a year in on the podcast, 2 years.
New guy. Hey, he's the new guy. Nerdist Podcast number 463.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Louis still has a production call sheet in here?
Wow. No.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. Wow. We're in a studio.
Dan Mintz.
Yeah.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
We're in a studio where we shoot at midnight.
Louis.
We're on the same lot. We're recording at a desk, and Matt just pulled a little thing out of the desk, and it's the Lucky Louie call sheet. Lucky Louie, with the
9/19/2005.
Wow. That's just been living in there the whole time.
I'm taking this.
Well, welcome to another Hostful Podcast. I hope we get to do a lot of these. I miss doing them.
They're great.
They're really fun.
They're a lot of fun.
I think people enjoy them too.
They might be the only podcast you'll hear me on.
Although I don't know, we could schedule some later in the day. You know, if that's helpful too.
You know.
But a lot of people really responded. I was so nervous before the last one went out because I was like, I don't know, man. It was pretty. It got pretty dark. But people actually, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's what these, you know, every time we do a hostful, people, you know, there's a lot of tweets, people just going, this is what we want to hear, you guys being you.
What do you think they want?
Yeah.
Why would you people tell me what you want?
We are telling you, and you're not listening.
You're through.
But I think there's something, I think I've really kind of discovered recently what I should have discovered before is that. And it's not like in previous hostfuls or in previous podcasts, it's not like I haven't been honest about how I feel. I'm just usually, you know.
Well, there's a layer, I think.
Well, there might be a little bit of a layer, but I feel like, you know, the longer that we've done this, the more we've peeled layers back, and it's actually helped a lot with stand-up.
Oh, sure, it has, yeah.
With sort of, you know, starting to, I mean, I there's a reason why when you talk about things honestly on stage that people will connect with it more than just haha, that's funny. Like, oh, he's really saying something that I understand. It's more communal.
It's great too. If I start dating people, I can be like, just pop this episode in and that'll cover it.
You made it weird.
Here's the 5 episodes that define me and will help you navigate.
Allie Georgia sleepover. You made it weird. Episode 460 of the Nerdist.
You really better not let anyone listen to you. Well, actually, if someone listened to your appearance on You Made It Weird and they were like, I still want to date you, then I think it's actually a good.
It's on them at that point.
You talked a lot about it. Like, they might know that you could talk about it at
some
listen.
Point. It's everybody's fair game, you know? Except for Katie. She was great.
Yes.
Jonah?
What?
Jonah was the one who came off the most like well adjusted and chipper in the last episode.
I think that's because he is.
I have my dark moments, guys. Me too. I get in the doldrums sometimes.
Yeah, but you're doing all right, and that's.
I lost my dad, and Chloe had a weird pregnancy thing, and Matt's alone on the holidays. And Jonah's like, all you gotta do is love your wife.
Just act like you're a little bit in trouble all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's it's always funny because people go like, I love it when you say you like your wife. I go, what monster do you think? And I know we all grow up with the idea of like, the wife, huh? You know,
the old Panalax is in the whooping.
I wish I could, but oh boy, the wife. You know, that's like, we grew up with, that's how TV husbands and wives are. You're supposed to hate them.
Not even just wives, but life in general was supposed to get you down. You were supposed to hate your job.
Yeah.
You're supposed to hate your neighbors. You're supposed to hate your mother-in-law. You're supposed
to hate why I am the way I am.
Yes, you.
It's a lot of it. It's a lot, everybody has that. Thing.
It's called honeymoonerism.
Yeah. You want more. You want to, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. Is that the term?
Yeah, you're right. I will threaten to punch my wife, but never actually do it.
Yeah. That's what I like about
you're talking about Ralph Cramden.
I'm talking about the honeymoon.
That's not you as Matt Meyer. You're talking about Ralph Cramden.
Yeah, but that's what I loved about that. That's my bush. It's like one of these days I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Oh, the old the Comedy Central show.
Yeah, that lasted. It was
check maybe that call sheet's in here too.
Yeah.
Lucky
oh
Louis.
My God, Chris, we walked. When you walked in, were you paying attention to the office on the right?
No.
There was a giant board with a bunch of people's pictures. And it is the Catfish production office. And they, now that I know it's on the lot, oh boy.
It's all,
I don't know
over.
If I can contain myself. I'll get arrested.
Crazy.
You should catfish the show.
That's what I want to do. I want to have
I'm a really attractive guy looking to, sorry, it's just.
I want
to
have.
I'm going to have to hold the thing too.
Yeah. I want to have at midnight catfish.
Yeah.
Like either someone on the production
Who
staff.
Who will catfish the catfish? Who will
us.
Valet the valet?
That's at midnight's pro job. We're going to catfish the catfish.
Well, I don't turn out to be dogfish. Am I right? You guys? I've never watched the show. I don't know what I'm saying.
No, you're accurate, though.
Blackfish?
I don't know. That's a documentary about the whales.
Yeah,
that's the whales.
About sad whales? I don't know. I don't watch
sad
it.
Sad whales.
They all sound sad.
Look at the way their fins droop.
That Jim Gaffigan, it's like, oh, why am I so fat? It's just blubber and cupcakes.
Gaffigan was a question on Millionaire.
I saw that. Yeah, like with the Hot Pockets.
The Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Can't get away from that.
Did she get it right?
I don't know. I just saw. Oh, I saw his.
Because that's the
Instagram.
Two layers. Is like, how well known am I? Well, I was on Millionaire.
Yeah.
But did she know it was me?
Yeah.
She didn't know it was me. What the fuck?
Yeah. Key and Peele was a question on Jeopardy recently.
So was Talking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
The tail is being eaten by the head,
and the head is Alex Trebek.
Wonder if we'll ever get to be on Jeopardy as a question.
I was on Jeopardy as a contestant.
Yes, that's right. Celebrity Jeopardy.
It doesn't count as celebrity.
Loose
Jeopardy.
On the celebrity.
What? Why did you do the hand over the
You're
next
right,
to your
I did
mouth?
It the wrong way.
No, no one can see that you're doing that.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess
can.
They just hear.
It's just this voice is kind of the thing to it.
It was not, you know, it was not loose on the celebrity, Jonah. This was when Singled Out was in its
Zenith.
Yes, it was.
Cultural impact.
At the Zenith.
Did it have a heyday?
Yeah, it had a heyday.
The whole
heyday. Hey, day.
Remember the promo for when Carmen Electra was coming to host? Like, you hit her with a car?
Yeah, it just looked like I ran over a prostitute.
Yes.
And was like, come be on the show. We shot that in the middle of the night. Haven't I told this story before?
I don't know.
We shot that. It was in the middle of the night in downtown L.A.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know Carmen very well. They had dressed her up in this really snazzy gown, essentially. And I'm driving around looking for a co-host, and then I just hit her with the car, and I pick her up off the street, and I'm like, great, dude. While we were shooting that,
your only qualifier was, how do you feel about vaccinations?
No, I didn't. That was before
oh,
vaccinations.
Wait, you did tell this story because he made that same joke.
Did I really?
Yes.
I don't think he told the story. I've made that joke
Talk
before.
Talk about the snake eating its tail.
Oh, no, that just, I mean, it wasn't an attack.
No, I'm just, well, listen.
Anyway, her boobs popped out of the dress because they were strapless, and so I looked down and both of her boobs were just out and she didn't notice.
Did you come on those?
I did not come on those, Joe.
I don't think she had much feeling then.
And I said, I didn't know how to say it because I was awkward.
Because she can't feel them because
and she was like, ah, well, and she just like flopped them back in. But I do remember I might have told this story too, is while we were at lunch, like, you know, 3 a.m. lunch break. She had dated Prince, and he was the one who named her Carmen Electra, and he had produced an album for her. Her real name's Tara Patrick, I think.
No, Tara Patrick is another person.
No, Tara Patrick is a porn star, but I think Carmen's real name is also Tara.
Ooh.
Might be Tara Patrick.
Oh, it's I saw Tara Patrick this weekend at the Hollywood show.
We'll get to that afterwards. Go.
That is a weird coincidence.
Yeah, finish your story.
Because I live in Hollywood. Shut up, Kyle.
oh, sad whale.
For laughing at your joke, you monster.
What? Hey, sometimes I don't know. Look, all I know is that this firing mechanism's going off. I don't know where it's going to hit. And so I was like, so when you're dating Prince, I can't imagine just saying like, hey, Prince, I'm going to run to the store. Do you want some Cap'n Crunch or whatever? Sure. And she's like, no, you're not allowed to address him first. He has to talk to you and then you can talk to him. I'm like, and you were cool with that? So that was
he made my album.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was a trade-off. It was a bit of a trade-off.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the Carmen Electra single out story that's probably been told in the podcast. And I'm sure in the comment thread someone will be like, that was episode 12.
Well, as we've mentioned on the show before, the documentary, I think we're alone now, right?
It says finally on Netflix. I thought that wasn't allowed to come out.
Yeah.
But I love that.
I couldn't find it on iTunes. I tried to find it on iTunes. So it was on Netflix. There's a scene in this movie where one of the guys, it's about three super fans of Tiffany, and one of the guys, it's the type of people who aren't aware that, of social cues, things
sure.
like that.
Yeah, yeah. So they think they're best friends or they're meant to be together. Or
right.
So this guy goes.
Was that because they had too many vaccinations?
Maybe. That's probably
it. Possible.
Thank you, Kyle. Yeah. Okay, now it's okay to see I was making a sarcastic.
Let's
break it down, though.
In the movie, one of my favorite parts of the movie is one of the guys going to an autograph show in Hollywood. To meet Tiffany.
Chris is from there.
I'm from there.
Yeah. To meet Tiffany.
I'm not from there. I live there.
And what he does at this show is he talks to her, has her sign her Playboy, and then presents her with a ceremonial samurai sword. So this is the kind of people.
Yeah. Which one is that? Is that the guy that ends up, he's like, I realize me and Tiffany are just friends.
Yes.
It turns out Alyssa Milano is my soulmate.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. And he actually was interviewed by Derek Beckles on Hot Package, Derek's Adult Swim show. And Derek is just in front of this huge picture of Alyssa Milano. And you just see the guy's eyes constantly.
Super recommendation on that.
What happened on the Tomorrow Show?
No, it wasn't on the Tomorrow. I saw on Instagram, Sarah Underwood had tweeted that she was going to be signing autographs at this thing called The Hollywood Show, which happens at the Lowe's Hotel on Hollywood and Highland.
Okay. Mm.
Which then it jogged my memory that that must be the fucking autograph show.
Oh.
So Craig Rowan and I, Craig, a writer on At Midnight.
Very funny guy with a podcast.
Current roommate. We decided to go because we're like, well, this is going to be fun, right? It's going to be an entertaining situation. So we go in and immediately we're like thrilled with the selection of people there. Grizzly Adams was there.
What?
Yeah.
Grizzly Adams had a beard.
Oh, Grizzly Adams did have a beard. so Ralph,
did he mean in the gay way?
Ralph.
What character
Ralph,
was that?
Ralph Macchio was there.
He's just
Christy McNichol. A good portion of the surviving cast of The Love Boat.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like walking through Blaine Capatch's head.
Oh my God, no one else is going to get that, but that's such a great joke.
Yeah.
Blaine Capatch, our friend and writer on At Midnight, every reference that he had is like pre-1995.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's being generous.
Like, we'll be on At Midnight, and he's like... Yeah, it's like a Cagney and Lacey. I'm like, the kids don't know Cagney and Lacey. They know neither Cagney or of Lacey.
But the three of us that get it, it's really
funny.
It's
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a... So then we're there, and then Ed Asner's there, too.
Oh, wow.
Ed Asner's there signing what looks like just like that someone
solar
had...
Solar panels?
Did someone had, looks like someone had... no, that's Ed Begley Jr. you're thinking of.
No. Also Ed Asner.
Oh, he's into renewable energy, too?
That's the correct Asner.
He was signing...
Shut up, it was a stretch, I get it.
He was signing these... he was signing these pictures of the character from Up that were just clearly printed on a printer that didn't have enough ink in it.
Oh.
And it was like $30 for an auto and like $40 if you wanted a picture with him.
$44 an auto.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before. This is the, so this,
this
is basically...
The thing I had,
so
I,
basically they do like a... They basically have... kind of taken the Comic-Con, or like a Comic-Con.
Yes. The dude from Airplane was there.
Which one? Robert Hayes?
Yes, Robert Hayes was there. Most of the Porkies were there. Oh my god.
Most of the Porky's.
Most of the cast.
So Porky or most of the people who worked at Porky?
Was the eye hole there?
Was Kim Cattrall there?
Was the loofah there?
Kim Cattrall was not there.
Was Miss Ballbreaker there?
Erica Eleniak was there. The first pair of boobs I ever saw on a movie.
Oh, she was in Baywatch.
Yeah. She was in, remember, Executive Decision? She comes out of the cake. Or maybe it's Under Siege.
Is it Under Siege? Siege. She was in Under Siege.
Yeah, yeah. Executive Decision. There's no cake. It'd be really weird if and someone also, came out of a cake on a plane.
It for 12 seconds.
I won't make it. No, you won't make it. But you will.
That's when Jodie Foster comes out of the cake in Flight Plan? No, I think you're mixing
yeah,
think, up.
Yeah, exactly. Different. Then she, just, for a second,
guys,
it seems like a second,
I vividly
goes,
remember the cake. So then there's this other room. It's the Legends of Adult Cinema room.
Oh.
It's just a separate room. So Craig and I stroll in there, and it's like Kay Parker's in there. Like, you know, Taboo's Kay
yeah,
Parker.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with Kay Parker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kitten Natividad, who was in a bunch of Russ Meyer's pictures and did some
Muy bueno.
How are those holding up?
You know what? They're not in great shape.
Okay.
I remember seeing Randy West at AEE when we were at CES a couple years ago, the last year that we went with G4. AEE was going on and it had really shrunk down.
Yeah.
And all of my images of Randy West are the images that you have from all of his videos. And then you see him and you're like, that's a grandpa.
Yeah.
Like, he does not look he does not look like
Kay Parker, I'd still take a swing.
Why don't you make love to her? Why do you have to take a swing at her?
It's the honeymooners thing. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's still.
I'm gonna fuck you to the moon.
Yeah, I throw it in.
No, I mean the taking a swing is seeing if I could, if she would be so kind as to sleep with me.
This podcast has gotten very male.
But then, so my favorite part of the whole weekend was we were walking by a table and I catch the tail portion of a sentence that one of these porn stars is saying to someone, an older lady who's signing something for this guy that looks a lot like the guy who hands a samurai sword over to Tiffany. And the part of the sentence I hear is, yeah, well, now she's taking the medication. I just kept lying. Oh.
One of the saddest things I heard at an autograph thing was, I was walking through Comic-Con and I hear someone say, hey, who wants to get an autograph from the Black Power Ranger? And then I turned around and it was the Black Power Ranger saying that.
They were all, the Black Power Ranger and the Blue Power Ranger were both there with no one going to their table.
Mm.
It was insane. And then Joey Lauren Adams was there.
Well, you showed me that. You sent
me
that picture.
That's the one picture I took. Joey Lauren Adams was there signing a bunch of Chase the Game of Mallrats stuff. And then obviously Sarah Underwood was there. I said hello to Sarah.
Yeah. She's sweet. I miss her.
She's like, it's like an hour drive from my house. I was like, whatever. I'll just come up for a few hours and sign some stuff.
I miss her. We
easy
should all hang out.
Easy money.
Yeah. But I did end up buying a Spinal Tap poster.
Which one?
The original. The one sheet. With the
guitar that's...
No, the one sheet with the photo of them in the middle. It's all like a tan border.
Yeah.
That's
a good one, too. I like that one.
So then I had, because it was a folded one sheet, I ended up walking around with like a autograph-sized thing. So I just looked like a guy that got went there to get an autograph.
I wonder who he signed it. Is it Tara Patrick or Ed Asner?
But
two names I never thought I would say.
Patrick there. And then Jenna Jameson walked in towards the end. Oh, that is some... She was... I felt bad. I felt bad for a lot of the people there. But some of the people seemed like they were having a good time.
Hey,
well, that's the important thing.
It's easy money. They just go and they fucking sit down, make a couple bucks.
Just like the Rodney Dangerfield movie, Easy Money.
Yeah.
Just like it. But I would recommend
just like the Rodney Dangerfield movie.
It's just like
Back to School.
Back to School. Like Roger Dangerfield movie.
You can't show.
It's like the Rodney Dangerfield movie.
What is the final...
Ladybugs.
What is the final Rodney Dangerfield movie?
The last one?
The last one. It was...
It wasn't Ladybugs, was it?
The Italian lady was in it. The Italian actress. Who now has a cooking show on the Cooking Channel with her husband.
Not the one who is getting divorced from her husband.
What's her name? Do you know her name?
I don't know. I know, is Giada...
No, you're thinking of Nigella Lawson.
Oh, yes.
She's not in the movie. This is an actress. I'm trying to think of the last, whatever that was. I saw in the theater, the last Roddy Dangerfield movie.
Her name is Leia Italiana.
Anyway, so yeah, it was. I recommend it to anybody. Like, it's just an interesting case study of humanity.
So are you.
I am.
Yeah,
but it was like
It was very interesting. It was also heartbreaking. It was also hilarious.
Like, just like the last podcast episode.
Yeah, it was all those things.
So many feels.
So many feels.
So guys, if there's
let me get the Tumblr.
If there's a Hollywood show, I suggest you go to it. That's my recommendation.
So many feels.
I said a super fucking Tumblr-y thing at midnight tonight. It just came out of me. I couldn't stop it. I was like, oh, and this went up because of reasons. I'm like, God damn it. That's a fucking Tumblr.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What'd you guys do the week before?
Still standing. Thank you.
What'd you do the week before this week? That's right.
What was the week before this week?
When did we do it?
Oh, I went to Vegas with Nathan Fillion
that was me.
Grant Imahara.
I did that.
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
I did
Chloe
that.
Was there.
No, I did that. You didn't do that.
Oh, my God. No, I was super things. Fun. I ran out of gas. Could you believe it?
I did those things.
You don't like Vegas.
I didn't like Vegas, but I went because... Chloe was supposed to go for Otakon. She was going to go to Otakon, which
is
an anime
convention. Bob Odenkirk Festival?
Yes.
Good Lord, that's going to be great.
God damn it.
Bob and Bill.
You got me.
Bill also. There's a subset. Yeah. Like the Legends of Adult Room.
Talk about The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yes, Otakon, which is a huge anime convention back east, and this was the first year they did a West Coast one in Las Vegas. And it was fun. And so I was there for like 8 days because I wanted to go out of town somewhere.
Insanity.
Well, I wanted to go out of town, but I didn't want to get on a plane and pack, and that's what I have to do all the time. So I just thought, we'll just go there. The food is good in Las Vegas. We'll just be in a hotel room for a week and, you know. And it was fun, you know. And then Nathan and his girlfriend and Chloe's friend Michelle and her boyfriend Mike and Grant and Jenny, his girlfriend, all came out and we... went to O and to the Cirque show, and we went to this great. There's a nightclub there called Insert Coins, and it's in it's like an old Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, fun! I love old
fucking
Vegas.
Awesome,
yeah.
And old it's Vegas, basically great. A nightclub, and there's a DJ, but they have all these arcade cabinets, and they gave us this booth, and the booth has console games.
Oh, so yeah, I saw you take a picture of that.
Yeah, yeah. So there was the N64 and Xbox One side by side, and Nathan and I were playing Killer Instinct, and then the other ones were playing like Smash Brothers or something. So it was.
How did you do 8 days in Vegas? I can't even do 8 days in Vegas
because I wasn't. We weren't really doing Vegasy things. It was just like being
out
of town.
Going all out every night.
Yeah, like one day we drove
walking by those tables and not putting down.
I played. I probably won probably like $400.
You won
playing blackjack.
Yes.
Oh, you're up. You got the goods. You want to give me some of that
gamble?
You want to give me some of that?
It's like Fred Flintstone. Bat. yeah, one day we went to Lake Mead. Another day we went to Hoover Dam.
I've done that,
which terrified me.
Oh, I love Hoover Dam.
Did
you go on the tour?
No, we got there too late. I got there. I saw enough of. I saw like enough to be totally blown away by it.
Yeah,
but it's just that feeling of
those generators are huge.
My stomach, because you're fucking. Not only are you super high up, but I get vertigo looking up at the bridge that looks down. Hoover Dam.
Yeah. I love Hoover Dam,
which is so goddamn high off
That's fucking nuts.
Off the ground. And it's just, I just have that weird obsessive thing in my brain where I'm like, what if I jump? Like, what if I just, what if a signal just goes around my higher reasoning and I just jump? What if I can't stop myself? Yep.
Yep. You should have gone, there's a thing in Henderson.
Henderson!
There's where it's you could, it's like an animal rescue thing, or it's like you pay money and you can go and you can pet like otters and shit.
They don't bite you? That's in Henderson?
Tony Thaxton and Christina.
I didn't know that.
It's like so you get to just kind of play with an otter and like
it sounds super on the level.
Wait, so
no, it is. It is.
So
it's like
what you're saying is it's like all of the people that like had huge houses in Vegas and had exotic pets.
where they go.
Probably, yeah. It's a sanctuary.
Can I pet a Siegfried or a Roy?
All of Tyson's Tigers are there probably.
Only if you want to, Chris.
Tyson's Tigers. Oh, he should have had a cheerleading squad called Tyson's Tigers.
One night, Chloe and I went to a little stripping club.
Why?
Which one?
The Spearmint Rhino.
Of course, okay.
Is that to show how progressive you were as a couple?
Yeah.
Now, for the record.
Two, please, for me and my progressive girlfriend here.
From Progressive Auto Insurance?
Yes, yes.
No.
Are you dating Stephanie Courtney?
No. No, I listen, I don't, I'm...
I've never been. The only strip club I've ever been to is our local favorite, Jumbo's Clown Room. No, which is not even a strip club. It's like a go-go Chloe, dancing. They don't even get totally naked.
Chloe's no fine with me saying this. Chloe likes girls.
Okay.
D likes girls.
She likes girls.
Chloe Who doesn't likes, like girls. Women
likes
are great.
Looking at girls.
Yeah, yeah. Girls are pretty great.
So we got a little. We got a private booth dance.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This honesty thing is really working out for you.
Hang on a second.
With a girl.
That's normally the thing that would happen after hours.
Chloe was in the bathroom and
I'm imagining Hardwick fucking like traveling with his special sweatpants for the strip club. It's like skin Fanny on pack. Skin, man.
Yeah. Chloe met this girl who worked there in the bathroom, and the girl said her name was Jedi, and then we immediately like just hung out with her. Huh. And then she.
Oh, how much did it cost to hang out with her?
Do you guys do that?
I don't know, Matt. I make TV money.
Plus $400 free.
Do you guys do that when you go to Portland?
No, although maybe we will. I don't know.
Because there's a ton in Portland.
You know what's really funny is that she's way more comfortable with it than I am. Like, I have a girlfriend that doesn't mind.
Because you're Catholic.
Is that what it is?
Raised Catholic, yeah.
I'm
the same way.
I'm just like,
if you want to get laid, you gotta get yourself a Protestant.
That's right. That's damn skippy.
I don't know. It's so funny. Like as a guy, I feel like I should be more like, hey, all right, and I'm like,
no,
is this okay?
I'm like,
are you okay with this?
This is it's weird for both.
I mean,
right?
I'm fucking Captain Monogamous.
Yeah,
you know. So I've been in two relationships in 10 years,
and they were both great.
They were. They are. This one is, and that one was, and it just it's just sort of a weird. It's funny to like. You know, and I don't expect anyone to sympathize with this, but as a guy, I'm not as comfortable with that stuff. I'm not as open. I'm just so closed off.
I don't dig a strip club. For me, it feels like you have to pay money for sexual frustration. You know, it's just like.
But I think if you go as a couple, then the thing is, then afterwards, that's where you go back, and then that's
release. Remember her tits, babe. Remember her tits.
That's where the real magic happens.
That's when the disturbance in the force happens after Jedi.
Chloe's way comfortable. I'm the one who's like, I don't know.
I don't even want to go near one. Just seems. I feel bad.
Do you feel bad?
Yeah, but also I feel bad, and then I also I think too much of like what everybody's thinking about me. Like, oh, look at that guy going in the strip club. It's the same way I felt when I was carrying around a poster that was folded up. It's like, look at that. What autograph did that guy get?
Well, this girl that we ended up talking to, I think she had taken improv classes.
Oh, she's coming on the podcast?
Because she yes-anded everything.
Oh, wow.
But she also knew a lot of our reference points.
While grinding against you guys?
Listen.
She's like, I love that honesty podcast you guys did.
No, she had no idea. She didn't know who. She didn't. Yeah, I'm sure she was. No.
They're very.
That was fun though. I went to the desert myself for New Year's. Me and Dee went with Kumail and Emily and Rhea and Cameron and Kurt and Lauren. It was a blast. Got it rented a house.
Did you guys come in that house?
Come in the house.
You come in the house.
Come in the house.
We'll come over the house.
No, it was great. It was nice. Just like. It felt like the most adult New Year's I had, just because like it was just went out to the desert, just started making food, hanging out, partying, listening to music, dancing around. It was great.
Everything with you is so upbeat. God damn it! You're the actual upbeat one of the group.
No, it was.
I realize I'm dark and twisted and introverted, and you're actually the upbeat one.
And I'm just sad sack.
I want to be more open-minded, though. I really want to try.
In what sense?
Huh?
In the sense of going to strip clubs, or
not
just
going to
in
strip
general?
Clubs, but I'm very, it's so funny. Like I could talk on stage in front of millions of people. Mm-hmm. There could be a million people in an audience.
Well, there won't be. That's not gonna happen, Chris. I mean, it's not like you're a soccer game. Yeah. I mean,
not every show.
But you know, you put me in an elevator with people. You know, Chloe will try to talk to me in an elevator. I'm like, I can't talk. Like, I get really weirdly one-on-one. I'm kind of a little phobic. Or I don't know. I get weird one-on-one.
Yeah, I get that one, too.
Or people are always like, yeah, Chris, is something wrong with Chris? He's not talking. And I just get really, it's kind of closed off. I don't know why that is.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a similar sort of thing. Although, I don't know. I don't mind talking to people in elevators.
It didn't used to be as bad. I mean, I wasn't as bad when I was younger, but now there's something about feeling, and I'm not complaining about this, but there is something kind of strange when people might know who you are, but you don't know who they are. And then you sort of feel a little like, you know, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Which is super dumb, but I don't even think it's fully that. I'm weird like one-on-one a little bit.
I'd say so. Is that why you guys are trying to get a third in your little sexcapades?
Come on now. Hey ho, come on.
Hey ho, hey ho.
Hey ho, come on.
Hey ho.
Sexcapades. So 8 day, 8 day, where'd you stay?
At the Aria. Which was really nice.
Is that that?
Oh, that's the
Game
new. That's
hotel?
The new.
It's the new.
No, that's the.
Is that Game of Thrones themed hotel? No. Aria.
It's Aria. It's in the city center, so it's like the Cosmopolitan, the Aria, and the Mandarin.
They're putting a. Aren't they putting a SLS over there?
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
They getting
Giada's putting a restaurant in there too.
TTU.
TT what?
They getting a F100.
F100.
You're not naming things that are actually hotels.
Oh no, no.
Yeah. F100. When do they name hotels with
after pickup trucks?
Yeah. Are they getting 69-143 in there?
Yes, they're getting the 69-143.
It's a good hotel. It's
nice.
A good hotel.
There's 143 rooms with beds that are designed to 69 on.
Well, it's like the
circular beds.
Circular beds. Like when we went to New York that time, we all booked our own hotels. And you were at like a Airbnb in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah,
and he
was
at the Soho, and I was at the Waldorf.
Ah man, that was great. That was one of my favorite trips to New York. Staying at that place, that Airbnb. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood. Tons of stuff to go to.
You use Airbnb?
Yeah, it's love good, that Airbnb.
Good stuff.
You do it a lot?
Yeah. Any chance I get? Last time I was in New York, I did it. When we were on our honeymoon, we stayed at Airbnbs in Paris and London. It's just I like it. I like it better.
Yeah, I think we have a scheduled 3 week hiatus in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it two or three? Two? Is it 3 weeks?
I think it's three.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's what I'm sort of like.
Where are you gonna go, son?
I don't know.
Vegas for 21 days?
No, God.
21.
No. 21.
I'm trying to get Kumail and Emily, and I think they're sort of on board to go to Europe.
That would be fucking amazing. Yeah. That's a great time of year to go.
Yeah.
Just a couple, and then you.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, you're just gonna bring a new girlfriend?
I'll find one.
No, that's gonna go meet a French girl.
Yeah.
You gonna draw?
Yeah, I'll draw like my French girl. On the Boulevard Saint-Michel, I'll meet someone.
Can you draw me like one of your me's?
Oui.
I wanna go on a trip. I want to go to...
Yeah, I want to go somewhere.
I want to go like back that. To Europe. I want to go to Japan.
It's like that or Canada. Those are my two brain options.
Canada. Huh?
I
isn't that funny? They just legalized prostitution. You want to go to Canada.
I love Canada in addition to that awesomeness.
Oh, Canada.
Okay. I would never do that, right? You can't do that.
What, to a prostitute?
Pay someone for sex?
No. I mean, I couldn't.
Right?
I mean, Joni, you didn't answer. You just made a noise.
Yeah.
No, now
yeah.
You're just pointing at me.
Oh, this guy is.
Yeah, I am a guy. I'm curious to like why you want to.
Whoops!
Oh no, the recording equipment.
Why is there smoke coming out of it? Why is there smoke?
That's
coming
all right.
Out
Katie's got the backup.
Katie, my God! Kyle, call an ambulance.
A lot of great physical comedy from Jonah Ray.
I love it.
On this podcast.
Why do we only have to be funny for them? Why can't it be funny for you guys?
Buddy, take it down. We're going to have to bring a Foley artist in here. Make some of these jokes work.
Get Dave Foley in here to do some sound effects.
But yeah. You didn't answer me on the prostitution thing. What do you think?
I think it's weird, right? Yeah, it's no good. It's no good.
It's interesting.
It just jerk off.
Yeah.
Just
the feeling goes away. The feeling goes
away.
Yeah,
yeah. It's one of those things where... You know, there's guys maybe that are just really ugly. You know, maybe they're just like really kind of.
I don't even know if it's that, or maybe it's like socially awkward.
No,
people.
I don't think it's.
No, no, it's all about looks in this town.
Well, in this town, yeah. I mean, but like it's funny because like I'll go on in during at midnight. We're always looking at Craigslist. So we like, it's funny if you look at my personal section on Craigslist, every type of it is clicked off, like men seeking men, women seeking men, because I'm looking for material for the show.
That's a good cover.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. But it's so weird. Like, the casual encounters section is just full of prostitutes. It's full of prostitutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so weird.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if people are... I don't know. I don't morally have a problem with it. I just feel like
if you want to do it,
profession.
Consenting adults, that's how you decide to, make that happen.
Yeah. I did just pay a stripper to give Chloe and I a booth dance.
That's true.
A booth dance. I just dance for it. My booth.
We were dressed like John Wilkes Booth. I forgot to tell you. It was a steampunk.
You were post leg jump, so you had the broken leg.
Dick Semper Tyrannus.
Come on, guys.
That's great. I liked it, Chris.
Dick,
I made
Seek
Dick. I don't know why Kyle's face went.
I made
like,
Seek
ooh.
Dick. Seek Semper Tyrannus.
But yeah, I don't.
Seek Semper Tyrannus.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know. I wonder.
Do you think. I don't know. Maybe there's not that much difference. Maybe there's not that much difference between the two.
Yeah. I mean, it could. I suppose it probably feels like that for people sometimes.
I don't know.
Like those the ladies that will take in a young boy.
I mean, it's
you know what I mean, like the cougars.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the sugar daddies. I'm sure. I mean, that seems similar to me.
It was fun, but I don't feel. I didn't have a sense like, well, I got to do this all the time. I was like, oh, this is a fun thing to do.
So is that what it was like for you when you drove by Prim? Where you're like, I don't need to gamble again.
You stop at Prim.
No, I don't stop at Prim, but it was a joke.
We stopped at Prim.
No, that's not what we were doing here. I didn't know that it had to be real.
It made me think, though, that you, every time when you're leaving Vegas, you're like, one more go.
No, I'm always... I'm
Prim,
always
here I come.
I'm like, Jesus, this is the California border? Like, I have that much further to fucking go? Because it's so far. I mean, it's a good drive. I like the drive. It's a 4.5-hour drive. I was thinking about going in 2 weeks. Because Doug's going to be doing a show there. I was going to go hang out with Doug. He's going to be there all weekend. But then I was telling Tom about it.
He's very, Rhino. Doug loves boobies.
He does. Side boob Sunday. Doug Benson.
Hey, about this Dames and Games downtown, kind of?
No, but
hear about that. What is that? Dames and Games. It's a sports bar where all the girls are topless.
Wait. What?
It's called Dames and Games.
That's... a thing in 2014.
It's on Washington.
In like, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's on Washington, like south.
Here?
It's south of downtown.
They're not dancing. They're just topless waitstaff.
No, they're just topless waitstaff.
That why aren't we there?
I don't know. I just saw a billboard
that
for
that I would go
I just
to.
I love the term Dames and Games.
Like dads and grads?
Yeah.
Wait, so Dames and is are you sure Dames and Games isn't like their slogan? That's the
No,
name
Dames
of it?
And Games is the name of the place.
Wow.
So Dames and Games is the name of the game. The name of the game is Dames and Games.
So it's basically like a man show sketch that's a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. There was in the last season of Dexter, there was a Dames and Games type of place or
That's like, Miami. You'd expect to see that
stuff.
Yeah,
you expect to see that stuff in Miami.
I gotta go pee really bad. Can you guys just keep the podcast going for 6 minutes?
We have been waiting. 6 minutes? Why the fuck is it gonna take that long to pee?
Well, I don't know where the bathroom is, so I'm gonna.
There's probably one right by Catfish. Right. Neve's probably in there filming Max. Oh, I had that reversed. Seriously, guys, what is going on with him? Deciding to go to strip
this
clubs and
Vegas. Sexual deviant.
This is.
I swear to God.
We can't.
You know,
we
this
can't.
Whole time I thought we were doing a good Christian podcast, and he brings that filth.
I can never show my face in my
on this podcast again.
This
I will never again. Show my face on this podcast.
No one can know. That is interesting. You and D ever go to strip club?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I hate
you
them.
You and D, I mean.
No. Do you, I'm not into them. I'm not into them. I don't like them.
They're all over the place in Canada. And I always think about going in, but then I'm like, it's probably going to be sad for everybody involved.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Soundboard.
Okay. Uh-huh. Which one are you selecting?
What's happening? There we go.
Okay. I was selecting a soundboard.
You've raised my frosty dander.
Nice.
I've soiled my tunic completely by choice.
How much
I've soiled
did
my
you pay,
you'll never
pay
take
for this
me
app?
Alive.
What's that?
How much you pay for this app?
99 cents.
Tell people about it.
It's the Adventure Time app. It's got games in it. It's got ringtones. Text me real quick, Matt.
Sure, I'd love to.
So this is one of the tones you could have as a ringtone. This is my text tone.
So here we go. Sent.
And then once it shows up,
Waiting, waiting, waiting. AT&T.
Check, please.
Check. B-Boy is a soundboard.
Oh, I can't even do it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I thought about it, believe
I hope you like 8-bit.
About your fucking sordid affair.
Jonah's got an Adventure Time soundboard.
Is that Adventure Time strip music?
What Jedi look like? What were Jedi's? What were Jedi's?
It was dark. I couldn't really.
You couldn't get a figure. You couldn't like
give
me some
measurements.
It was a white
girl. I don't know. That's all I could tell. It was dark, so all I could see was that she was a white girl with a ponytail.
You didn't see any boobs. You didn't see her boobs.
Yes, I did see her tauntauns.
Okay. How warm would those tauntauns keep me?
They weren't. They were. I don't know. They weren't massive.
Was her
big enough to get inside?
Chris,
what?
Was her Nerf herder scruffy looking, or was it?
Was she going full Wookiee?
No, it was not. It was not full Wookiee.
Okay.
Yeah, it was not.
So like, Ewok, little landing strip.
There wasn't. Oh no.
Did you see her vagina?
No, I did. Wait, I don't understand unless it's phrased as a Star Wars reference.
Oh,
the pit of Sarlacc?
Did she give
you vagina? Did you see?
Did she give you?
Yes, Master.
Did she give you the plans to the Death Star?
No.
All right.
No. I did not. Which would have been easy because I used to hunt womp
rats.
Rats.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Was it no bigger than 2 meters?
I hope it was no bigger than 2 meters.
Did you boldly go where lots of... Did you boldly go? Or
you're just putting. You're faking that.
Did you
just,
boldly
you're faking
go
that
no.
to be contrary. You're faking that to be contrary. You goddamn know what you're doing.
And what's shitty about it is you specifically know the difference.
You're so fucking
you're
trolling
just,
your friends.
Opposite bidding.
With bullshit.
You're just being fucking.
You're a caps lock key
you're
right
being
now,
Jonah.
I'm sorry.
Now you're ripping off Steve Martin and in a not the right way.
I must say.
That's Ed Grimley. God damn this fucking group. I forgot what we were.
You know what you're doing. You stop.
You stop right you now. Stop. You know it.
Did he? Did he? Oh. No, where no man has got moved.
What's next? What are we doing next?
I don't know. We got, at Midnight's back this week.
Midnight's back,
which has been so much fucking fun. It feels like we. I was really worried that it was gonna feel like. Wait, I forgot how to do, and just like right away.
I've been very happy to be able to think of a bit and then get it done, and then for it to go well. Like, for instance, the towel and the sandals yesterday for you.
It was very good. It was very funny.
Having Doug get a panda high tonight.
That was great.
That was a lot. We're having a lot of fun over there, Jonah.
I really enjoyed the show.
Cannot wait for you and Weird Al to visit us.
Third week.
Very excited. Uh-oh.
No. I'm really pleased. I got an earlier spot offered to me, and I told him, I was like, Chris won't be happy. Chris is my friend. He wants me to wait as long as I can.
Well, that's why I'm waiting till the fourth
just
or
went
fifth
to sixth week.
Week.
Want to try for nine? No.
I should fourth or fifth week for me.
You're going to do it?
Is what they're telling me. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It should be you should fun. Do it. You should,
I mean,
you
I'll probably win.
Do it. I'm looking forward to it.
I love doing this show so much.
It's a lot of fun to write. It's a lot of fun.
Of course,
to
I came back and got sick immediately. There's a weird,
we all got it.
Violent cold, I mean, that's going around everywhere. Is that your ringtone?
The appropriate phrase.
What
when
is
we're
the ringtone?
You
did your ringtone say check, please?
Yeah.
It's Jake from Adventure Time.
Oh. It was in your pocket, so I couldn't hear it.
Yeah. Are we wrapping up soon? Or?
Yeah, we're wrapping it up soon. Couple minutes.
I mean, how long have we done? 48 minutes?
Good fucking, oh my god. Say another time.
47:53.
It was 47:53 a minute ago.
Oh god. I don't like that. What if that's my power, just to tell how long I've been doing a podcast?
We should have a fucking superpower.
We should have Chloe back on to talk about it. I'd love to hear it.
We can have Chloe on. I would love to ask her all the questions about Jedis.
I feel bad a lot of the time.
Did she drop the bomb? Like, my dad invented the lightsaber. Let's fuck. Like, that's what I would say.
I thought you meant
that
she shit on Chloe. She dropped the bomb?
She dropped an ion disruption?
I told her.
An ion disruption, guys?
I told her that.
Oh, how'd it go?
She said she liked it, but I don't know. She was like, oh my God, are you serious?
Hey, Jedi, if you're out there.
She had the great energy. Like, she was super like, oh my God, that's awesome. Like, she loved anime.
Jedi,
like, she's really cool.
I'm sure your energy was not up because of how much money Chris
She's not listening
you.
To you. She doesn't know who I am or listen to this podcast.
Jedi, listen. Okay. Anybody in Vegas right now who's going to visit a stripper named Jedi probably listens to this podcast.
They don't. She doesn't.
Jedi, contact us. We'd like to have you on the show. I hear you might have an improv background because you yes and things.
She was good. She was good at that.
She was good at that.
I feel...
They say yes and that'll be $60. That's what strippers
She's
say.
Building on what I said before, which is I gotta go. I feel bad, though. I feel bad.
For what?
I feel bad for Chloe.
Why?
Because I'm
She's not here?
Older.
Oh,
Jack, please. Dad. I feel bad because I feel...
How long have you been sober?
10 years.
10 years. So as far as I'm concerned, how long were you drinking?
10 years, actually.
Yeah. So what if we lop that off of your age?
And I'm 32?
Yeah. How old is Chloe?
She's 25.
Boom.
But you know...
Wheelhouse. Well, look, forget the drunk years.
Most of the time, I don't...
Which you do anyway.
Most of the time, I don't notice our age difference. And I forget because we like a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I feel like, oh, yeah, I'm not 25 and I'm older and I'm crotchety and I'm not as open-minded because a lot of my door... Like, I feel bad for her. I feel like...
Oh, I've been addressing that since I was 20.
What?
I'm always crotchety.
So you just wanted to start there so it didn't, so no one had any expectations.
Yeah, I'm just like, I gotta fix myself.
So you're on the road. You're on the road.
No, I'm off the road. I just did Irvine. It was nice. But I am, I feel crotchety. Very crotchety sometimes.
I am too. I'm very crotchety. I feel like I'm just, you know, I'm not that open-minded. And it makes me feel, not only does it make me feel insecure, like, well, she's younger and she is open-minded, but it makes me feel like I'm not giving her the type of experience that maybe she deserves.
Well, here's how bad it is with me. It's gotten to the point where I hate so many people that Jonah no longer trusts me when I say I hate somebody.
Is that true?
He's hated a lot of people for no reason.
So why wouldn't you trust him?
Because he just hates people willy-nilly.
Oh, so you just feel like it has no value because that's how you are with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's like no one should listen to me when it comes to movies being good because I generally like most movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not about to give a dissertation of why a movie might suck.
You appreciate the work that went into it,
though. Yeah, exactly. But Matt hates mostly everybody. But how are you gonna trust that?
So
my friend growing up, Donald, he was like that. He like hated everybody. And
what's Donald doing now?
He works at a really awesome restaurant in Brooklyn.
There's hope. Okay. I'll make it. I can hate people. It's fine.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, but if you hate everyone, does that mean that you hate yourself and that's a reflection of everything?
Oh, yeah, is that what's going on?
Everybody.
Holy shit.
What if you were like, fucking Chris, you just made the list. Yeah. And then he pulls out this giant list.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's one of those things where when you hear somebody going,
hey,
you
know what? On this.
I got up in the morning and this guy was a piece of shit in line. And then I went to this thing and this guy was really, it's like, hey, do you realize that everyone you came across was an asshole or a piece of shit? Makes you think, you know, if everyone in the world is crazy, well, that means you're the one who's crazy.
I don't feel that way about strangers.
Well, because the stranger's a friend you haven't met yet.
Yeah. 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 And I don't like, and like, it's, you know, and if I encounter somebody and I give them a couple chances for the most part.
Usually women, yeah.
I'll give women many chances.
Jedi, if you're out there, Matt wants to give you chances.
How many chances can he afford? I don't know.
100 chances.
100 chances. Sorry, I hit the roulette table first. I have no chances.
Oh, I'd have so much more for you if it wasn't for stopping at Prim on the way out.
On the way in.
They have a roller coaster that doesn't run.
That's so sad, right? Someone stops at Prim on the way into Vegas and loses everything.
Yeah. Guys, I'm feeling we should start the luck train now.
We hit a couple casinos on the way to Hoover Dam thinking they were going to be like, we're going to see the drag. And they were really nice. Like, there was a place called, like, the Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
The Railway, whatever, which is a really, it's been there since the 30s.
Did you hit South Point at all when you were there?
No, we didn't go to South Point.
South Point, I can't recommend South Point enough. There was this little tiny comic book convention that happens out there every June. I'm hoping to go again this year. But the casino, you don't have to leave it. They have a movie theater in there, like a full-blown multiplex. They have a bowling alley in there.
They got that Applebee's right there. You can just stay in the suburbs. There's you don't have to get in that city.
It's
just the Burbs Hotel.
Steak and Shake. There's a Steak and Shake in it.
Steak and Shake.
The liquor is like... Yeah. Exactly what it should cost at a liquor store.
All the rooms have a white picket fence and a little backyard.
Oh my god!
And the neighbors willing to swing.
But they have a, they had last time I was there. They had a.
You and Chloe should move there.
Whoa! Stop it!
Fuck yourself.
You can't. You can't blame me.
They had a nice bank of.
Blame or do not blame. There is no try.
What if we tied Jonah up and like he couldn't say, he couldn't tag anything.
he would just start to see a blood tear trickling out of his eye.
He
would start to hemorrhage.
His veins come from where we never knew there were any.
Look how on that.
Like, no, it's just like the moment of ripping the tape off. Did you come on that?
Just a bunch of stuff. Did you come on that? It's in the back.
Oh my god, there were probably so many Bruce Gutters in Las Vegas. Oh, we almost saw an epic fight.
All right.
Between, we were at the taxi stand.
Was yours also between Christy McNichol and Ralph Macchio?
Did they fight?
No, but I wanted them to. They were right across from each other.
Well, yeah, but he just does the crane technique, and if do right, no you can defend.
You can't defend it.
There was a guy coming out of the hotel. This guy was probably like 26, 27 years old, and he was super drunk, but a big guy.
What do you mean by big guy? Do you mean like a tall, giant guy like Jonah?
He was a big, dumpy guy. Like he was a big...
Oh, like Kyle.
No.
Or do you mean like a tall me?
No. He was just a big guy that looked like, oh, you probably shouldn't fuck with that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he wasn't like muscular. He was just a big, a big guy.
Big doofus.
And so he was a big doofus guy, and he finished his drink and he threw his glass and it just went, psh!
Awesome.
And there was a guy in line in the taxi stand who was also huge, but an older guy, a much older guy. But this guy looked like, he
was in the Hell's Angels at some point.
At some point, yeah. Like he was. Well, no. More like an ex mob kind of
enforcer.
Yeah, this kind of guy. And they were both like your height, like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And so they're both drunk, but the guy in line, the older guy, shouts back. He was like, "The fuck are you doing?" Like he's all of a sudden he's gonna police the guy.
Yeah.
Almost like this guy seemed like a Vegas guy, and that guy was disrespecting his lawn. And so the guy threw another glass, and then the older guy was like, "Hey, you fucking piece of shit!" Starts taking his jacket off, and I say to the taxi stand guy, "I'm like, hey, you probably want to call security because shit's about to get cray cray." And the drunk older guy's like, he goes, "You fucking asshole." I mean, he's basically just calling the guy out.
Yeah.
The guy's like, "You calling me an asshole?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm calling you an asshole. I'm 52 years old, and I will kick your fucking ass." And so I'm thinking, like, well, this other guy's not going to take that. He's going to run over. And the older guy totally scared him away. But the guy did that. The other guy, the younger guy, did the thing of where he... It's the thing that guys do where they really are going with their tail between their legs, but they're trying to like kick their tail under the rug so you can't see between their
You're
legs.
You're lucky.
Yeah, oh, you fucking lucky. But the 52-year-old guy, I honestly think would have ripped his fucking head off.
He's got that old muscle.
Well, sometimes, you know, the doofus, they can sense that when they're going to get their ass kicked. They know when to run.
The North American doofus can sense when...
The North American doofus...
See, as he tries to... Yeah, see, he's reacting poorly towards the aggressor. Older doofus.
Now, you see,
an older doofus is now responding back to...
Hey! Fuck you! Fuck you!
What is unique among the desert doofus is the throwing of the second glass.
Now, see, this will entice the altar doofus.
What happened there? Fuck your ass off!
And even though the younger desert North American doofus is in the wrong,
he senses.
Desert.
with the wisdom that is passed on genetically to move away from the older doofus.
Okay, Grandpa.
The God is as it stands. Everything is status quo.
I will kick that guy's fucking ass.
The older doofus returns to the taxi line.
We'll be right back with BBC.
Taxi!
We'll be,
taxi!
David Attenborough.
We'll be right back with more of BBC's Planet Earth.
Dismount.
Well, and with that, I gotta go.
Okay, enjoy your burrito, Planet Earth.
Good one, guys. Really nailed it. I mean, 2014 is really gonna. It's really gonna. Pick up.
Yeah, this was really great, you guys. Really I love great. All the character work you're doing.
Matt, still pretending to hate yourself. It's really bad.
Oh God, I wish.
Guys, also, like, I really appreciate you indulging me in my character of always being happy because I'm
miserable. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm glad we pulled the wool over everyone that last podcast.
I felt like we really needed to have characters that seemed like real people. I don't get it, but that's what these fucking sheep want.
These idiots, like, think we'd hang out with them.
I can't believe this.
Hey guys, wanna go to Dames and Games?
Dames and Games!
Sports!
Hey, you wanna call Barry or I'll call him?
Right here. Hey guys. So you'll cut out the last part, right?
Now leaving nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.